Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. I'm going to be your host today, Randy Engston. For today, I've actually got two special guests. We've got Mr. Zach Columbia.
Yo.
How we doing, brother?
Living the
dream. Back in the saddle.
That's
we,
right.
We just did
That's
a couple,
right.
Probably a couple weeks back. And then we have Mr. Evans Armin Trading, excuse me, Iron Circle member, but he's also the founder and creator of CNU Stretch. He's a gym owner, also owns CNU Fit out of Delaware, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
How many locations?
Three locations.
Three now. Three. Yep. Exactly. So, and you've progressed over our relationship. I think you had two, and then
yes.
You just kind of broke ground on the third a couple months back now?
Yeah, in January.
January. So congratulations on the new one. And so we've actually got him out here. Zach can kind of, I'll pitch it to you to kind of get into the reason you guys got him out here. But Tim and Zach have decided to bring in Stretch Therapy to Legacy as an additional profit center. Obviously, you know, additional support for our clientele. But we wanted to have Evans on. He's also a sponsor of the Growth Summit in Chicago. So if you're headed out there, you'll have an opportunity to meet him, hear more specifics of what he brings to the table. But for today, I wanted to bring you on, obviously, so that we can kind of share with other gym owners what it is that you're doing, your approach to it, and why it makes a lot of sense for gyms. And I think, Zach, why don't we start? So we've talked before about bringing different profit centers in, different services for clients. Obviously, Tim and I and yourself as well have talked about the 5-question matrix before we do bring something into the facility. Why don't you give me kind of your stance as the fitness director here at Legacy? What about, you know, Stretch Therapy gave you, you know, the confidence that this is a viable option for your clientele here?
Yeah, well, you know, kind of backstory is Tim had obviously had a conversation with you and then had a follow-up conversation with me. And he's like, man, we got to talk about this because the numbers that you're doing is really impressive. I think we can do it here. And going back to the 5-question matrix, we won't go through that, but like, I think question number one is, do you believe in this?
There you go.
Right. And I was like, do I believe in Stretch Therapy? Like, I don't really know, right? If I believe in that or not. I had just my own personal experience, not being stretched, but with conversations with clients who had gone to a stretch zone or stretch lab, were all like negative. Man, I went in there and I got stretched out and they hurt me. And then I was down for, and then all of a sudden, like now that client can't come in and train. And I'm like, man, I don't know if we really, you know, want to do that or not, because is the risk versus the reward, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so as a team, we kind of sat down and we had a conversation about it. And I was like, okay, what do you guys think about this? And what we realized is it wasn't necessarily that we didn't believe in Stretch Therapy. It was that we didn't believe in the therapists and the process that exist in these big corporate franchises to educate and train and have quality control over the person that's actually delivering the stretch, right? And so we kind of were like, okay, do we believe in this then? You know, do we believe in the concept? There's just, we know that we're going to have to do it at a very high level. Do we trust ourselves to be able to do that? And that was like a, well, yeah, absolutely, right? And so once we had that down, then I shifted to, okay, well, how do we staff this, right? And I had multiple conversations with you about this because that was a big concern. And then really the thing that pushed me over the edge is, I think all of our listeners are probably seeing this, is marketing on Facebook and Instagram is getting way harder, right?
Yeah.
It's becoming saturated. And so there was kind of this idea of, hey, if we, the market for Stretch Therapy, shouldn't say this on a podcast, but there's not as much marketing as saturation
sure.
from a stretch therapy standpoint. So I was like, hey, if we start marketing for stretch therapy and get them in the door, and then on the other side, sell them into training, our cost, our marketing cost and cost per acquisition is going to go way, way down.
There you go.
And so that was really the thing that pushed me over the edge. So that was kind of the process that we walked through to get to where we are, where now Evans and team is here and we're learning.
There you go. Yeah. Well, why don't we step into that? What, you know, now that you're here, mm-hmm. you're training, obviously the training staff and the team here at Legacy, kind of break that down. So a little bit about how you're working with gyms to help them integrate stretch therapy in their facilities.
Yeah, absolutely. So for us, it starts at the business. You know, we all understand, like, we're in fitness to help people. So of course this is a mechanism to help people, but if the business side doesn't work, it doesn't work. So mm-hmm. to answer a little bit of that, I'd like to share a little bit of my backstory with
sure,
it. You know, we started stretching 10 years ago in our facility. For the first 3 years, it was a back end. So like a pro shop and things like that. It didn't really make a lot of money. I think we were maxing out maybe $4,000 a year. Then we decided to make it a front end offer, and the business just started to grow exponentially. And it was actually you know, back in Orlando, you were like, Evans, you have to tell people your number. You got to show like, yeah. this is like a lot of, you're doing more than some gyms are doing
yeah.
just with stretching alone, you know? But part of it was we had to look at what is the value proposition for us. And it's not just certifying your team and helping them learn how to stretch, which is important, but ensuring that you have all the business tools to allow for this to be viable. Everyone I've talked to that was somewhat negative outside of your experience, they were like, well, we had somebody in, they did XYZ cert, it was like their thing, but when they left, the business catabolized.
There you go.
And you know, in the gym business, the challenge is that we always deal with turnover. No matter how great our business is, we turn over staff. So it's like, let's build this in a way, just like semi-private training, where if the trainer leaves, the service continues to build out. So we have all those things. When we work with a client, initially we talk about like where they are, what their goals are, very similar to any other service. But then we start talking about, let's set some realistic goals for 90 days. You know, so the 90 days, which I think is kind of a cool offering that we do, doesn't even begin until your team is certified.
Okay.
So even though we started working together maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago, their 90 days doesn't start until after we leave. And then over the next 90 days, we have a pre-game play. So it was kind of cool, part of the pre-game. I think the waiting list now has close to 20 people on the waiting list to get stretches even after we leave, which is kind of cool. So yeah. that's money in the bank, you know, in there. But our goal in 90 days is, depending on the size of your business. So maybe if your business is less than 30, you know, is to help you do at least 15 of your current clients convert to stretch therapy clients, or 20% of your existing clients, and whichever is higher.
Okay.
You know, whichever is higher. So for some businesses, if they have like 50 clients, you know, 20%, you know, so it's kind of cool here. The goal is to get like 40 plus clients as stretch therapy clients in the next 90 days.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights, and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG, that's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So right out of the gates, a return on investment's a mm-hmm. forethought for bringing the you know, helping a gym mm-hmm. implement something like this.
Yeah. So the last piece is, as far as working with them, right, you know, it's understanding in the gym business, there's only certain levers we can pull. And when I looked at us for our business, sustainability, we have some clients that's been doing stretch for 10 years, you know, so it's very sustainable, just like training is. So that's one part, is that, so we certify you, your team, and everybody you want in that certification. I think we get up to 10 people at one price to be certified in there. And then, you know, after that, we work with the director or the owner, and we coach them through, give them all the tools and resources. I mean, down to our ads, our playbooks, our version of the CLA or whatever, sure. You know, everything specific to Stretch, give them all of it. You know, so they get that, and we work with them for 90 days, and then there's continual coaching afterwards if desired.
Awesome. Yeah, and that's something that I'll speak to, because it with like semi-private pro, one of the things that we get complimented on a lot is our training portal, right? Mm-hmm. It's got all the videos and how-tos and all that. Evan's portal is awesome, right? Oh, yes. I mean, he provides you with everything you could possibly need in a lot of done-for-you solutions, which I know is really important for the gym owner, the director that are really busy, where they can go and, you know, copy and paste or even click a couple buttons depending on what system they have, and have the win back, past client win back campaigns, or who the emails to go out to your existing list and to get new clients, and the consultation process. It's all there for you, which makes it so easy. And I value greatly, because I know the work that goes into creating something like that. So, I mean, that makes it a much more of a no brainer for somebody to be successful rolling this out.
Yeah. And that goes against, you know, that speaks volumes, because when you do have the option of bringing something in for, you know, an additional profit center, additional, you know, to run with your training services and things like that, there's a lot of options out there, right? Let's say you go and you bring in supplementation, or you bring in, you know, another service, but you don't have the training provided. You're basically just trying to figure it out, you know, as the gym owner. Now, how do I speak to these supplements? Like, I'm not a supplement salesman. I'm not that guy. So even with something like Stretch, most people kind of get an idea of what it is, but here's how to go do it. And not only just have the service, you know, something that you're proud of, but then your ability to market and sell it.
Yes.
Have all of that in one kind of package.
And we teach the entire team. So, you know, part of, I think everything we do as gym owners is right. Is how can we scale this, you know, in there? So part of our training that we do on day two is we actually teach your entire team how to do the sales. So it opens up your bandwidth. So now it's like, okay, cool. I don't have to necessarily be the one cooking the food and serving it at the same time. I can teach Joey how to do it, and it increases our opportunities. So that's really important. And then, like, to your point, all the things. So we have an owner's toolbox, which gives you access to everything. We actually just dropping we do level one and level two live. And then once you learn the stretches, we're rolling out level three and four over the next month, which is really exciting, which is another 60 plus stretches, you know, in there. And then we have, like, in our level one is the exact same stretches we do to close clients, you know? So it's not like, well, you know, what should I do? Like, you've learned the first day exactly what we do to close clients. And then you have training portals for your staff where you can kind of divvy up, like, hey, I want this person to learn this, or I want to go through this training, I want access to that, how to do events. So all those things are already built out for you, so you don't have to think about, like, well, I think we're going to try this and see if it works. Because if you do that, then, you know, your value, your time to value decreases.
There you go. Oh, yeah. It's big. And, you know, and there's so many different options out there. The one thing I love is, like, it's so congruent with training. Did you have? I know you've got some data prepared. Let's get into some of the numbers and potentials, because ultimately, at the end of the day, if you're deciding to, you know, there's a lot of things out there, right? You don't want to have to go work harder necessarily to create more income, right? Nobody wants to be in their gym more to get incremental gains. Mm-hmm. So why don't we discuss some of the numbers and things you mentioned, like, whether it be 15 clients or 20%, you know, what does that look like for your average gym?
Yeah. So, you know, and this number is on the low side. So understand I'm being very conservative, because just so you have an idea of pricing for us, if someone does, we call a la carte, just a single session here and there, we charge $60 for a half an hour session. Now we're in Dover, Delaware, and our median household income is $58,000. So we're not talking about a rich community, but people are seeing the value and they're paying it, you know? And then most of our clients are on some sort of membership, you know, some level of commitment. And so it'll range anywhere on the low side for us from like $200. And then we have some clients that are at $400 and something dollars.
Is that per month?
Per month.
Per month.
You know, for stretching. You know, so if we said everybody's only at the 200 of the 15, you know, and I haven't seen that in any of our gyms we work with so far, but let's say everybody was at 15, that's an extra, you know, just $3,000 a month. And you go, well, I don't know if that's a lot of money, but when you calculate the time to deliver, it's only 7.5 hours. You know, and then you, if, even if you're paying at $25 an hour, then your profits is about an extra $2,200 per month.
There you go.
So you're keeping a large percentage of it.
That's huge. And month over opportunity.
Yes.
And that's another thing.
Month over month.
At 15 clients.
At 15 clients.
Like a solopreneur could do that.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, which is really, really cool. And then if you start looking at, let's say your gym is at 30,000, right? So that's like the low level of an Iron Circle member. Mm-hmm. You know, at 20, you know, at 250, which, you know, people always talk about what, oh, my average client value is this, but we talked about it industry-wise, probably around $250 a month. That means you have 120 clients. You know, 20% of that is 24 clients. If they're doing the same $200 a month, that's an extra $4,800 a month. But it takes 12 hours to deliver on that. Times, you know, $25 paid out times 4.33. That if you were, that's an extra $3,500 a month that's coming into profit. Now, to understand what that means for the gym owner is if you're $30,000 and making 20% profit, you're probably bringing in about $6,000 a month. So adding $3,500 per month is more than a 50% increase without having to increase the top line.
There you go.
You know, by that same increment.
Yeah, your net revenue can grow way faster than, yeah. And then getting back to like the cost per acquisition aspect of it too, mm-hmm. right? What does it take to grow your training membership by that same number?
Correct.
You know, the cost per acquisition to earn somebody off the street in a competitive environment like fitness, mm-hmm. that can be a difficult task at hand.
Yeah. Most of us, by the time we're a gym owner, right, we've either been a trainer or, you know, someone's newer, you have like these three buckets of clients. So we teach you how to talk to them. The one bucket is your existing client, the people who currently trust you and are paying you. Well, most people are experiencing some level of movement dysfunction in their body. You know, so they're looking for solutions. And, you know, my clientele, we're getting acupuncture, we're going to physical therapy, we're going to this, going to chiros. So they were looking for a solution. Now, because they already trust you, it's easier to trust you with the solution.
There you go.
You know, and so we saw that yesterday, right? A gentleman came in. You know, you want to talk about it real quick?
I mean, guy comes in and I think, would you stretch him for 4.5 minutes or something? I mean, it was so quick. And Evan's like, I was like, okay, you see this right here? This leg should be able to come to this point. And the guy's like, wow. And then he stretches him a little bit. And, oh, you see how much more mobility we have? And the guy gets off the table and he's like, he comes into my office. He's like, I haven't felt this good in like 10 years from like 4.5 minutes, you know? And so Evan, we went to dinner last night and I walked in. Evan's like, so did you sign that guy up for stretch? And I was like, no, it didn't even like occur to me. It didn't even occur to me that like he just literally like took the ball and set it on the rim and all I had to do was like blow on it. It would have gone through the hoop. So I'll have to follow up on that one.
But he was so excited and he was like, hey, I want to do 2 times a week. Because he asked the price. I was like, I don't know the price. What's the price, guy? I told him the price and he was like, oh yeah, I could do that. He was committed to twice a week. You know, and so that's $99 a week of new revenue, you know, and that was just a 4.5 minute interaction.
Yeah.
You know, so that's your first bucket, right? Your existing clients.
Yep. There you go.
And then your second bucket is your past clients. These are people who trusted you at some point, but for some reason are not existing clients. It doesn't mean they don't have that problem. And, you know, we're finding that a lot of past clients are like, yeah, I want to, like, this is an excuse almost to get back because they're intimidated with the fact that they're not there already.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, so, they left for some reason. They're not usually proud to admit all that. Yep.
You know, so they'll come in for that and it can leak into others. And then we also have the everybody's dealing with, you know, the list. You have this whole list of people that you're marketing. You're talking to people all the time, but, you know, maybe they're not willing to start. And so many people that we're experiencing as new clients for stretch therapy, just at the gym level, are people like, man, if I can move better, maybe I'll start working out. If I get out of pain, I have this knee issue. So, you know, I'll start working out. So you can close those people and they can convert. And we have some clients, I mean, they started with stretching with one person, then it became stretching with two people. And then now we have like 6 people in their family that are doing personal training only.
There you go.
They just upgraded.
So there's a couple things there. Obviously retention, Do you have any numbers? Or do you, I mean, you said you've got clients that have been in your facility for 10 years utilizing Stretch. With the, since you've kind of taken this program off the ground and put a system around it, you know, that, like you said, you kind of put it on the front end. Have you, you know, what have you noticed when it comes to the retention of the training client staying longer because now they're avoiding injury, they're moving better, they feel better? You know, have you seen that directly impact your lifetime value of clients?
Yeah, because we used to have like, hey, you know, I need to like stop training for a little bit. You know, it's like the famous doctor's note. You know, we all have it built into our contracts. And they're like, oh, I got to talk to my doctor. And the doctor would immediately, because they don't understand training, they say, you should stop training.
Sure.
So we've kind of like baked that into our initial conversation. Like, hey, if the ankle hurts, your hip hurts, you don't have to go like get checked out. Just get a stretching session. People are like, oh, okay. And that's how people get through, you know, those things. And then we also do have a population who comes to us who are knowing that they're going to have surgeries, knowing they're going to have things, and they'll stretch prior to have a better outcome going in.
There you go.
You know, so we've seen that. For us, we've seen a lot of just increase of average client value. You know, so that 250 now has turned into, I mean, we have some clients that do $2,400 a month. Like, you know, they'll pay. Some people, we have one client who does 4 days a week of stretching, you know. So people are like, hey, I need to do this because I just like the way it feels. In addition to, you know, I just lay there and you do the work and I get a benefit.
Well, then we can talk about that.
You know, you do all the work and I get the benefit.
Yeah.
Game on.
Well, and you, from a front end standpoint, right, with new prospects, they pay for the initial consultation.
Yes.
Right? Anybody ever no-show that?
Yeah, we do get some.
Do you?
We do get some. Okay. But everybody who pays, right, their closing ratio is so high.
They're already paid. They're showing up for that thing most of the time, I would imagine. Yeah. And you know that they're a good, like they're already pre-qualified. Correct. Because they already paid.
Yes.
Imagine trying to charge a training client for a consultation.
Yeah.
Like a training prospect.
I've talked to gyms that try it because, I mean, ultimately, you know, everybody wants 100% show rate. Everybody wants, you know, the people to follow through with their commitments and things like that. It's just not how society works, right? And so, I mean, even there is going to be a couple that fall through the cracks, even when they do pay, but it keeps the honest, and the majority of people are going to show up and they're going to receive the benefit.
Hey, successful gym owners, is your gym on solid ground pulling in at least $30,000 per month? But you're wondering what's next? Well, we've got the answer for you. It's the Iron Circle. The Iron Circle is an exclusive growth community tailored specifically to gym owners just like you, those striving for the next level of success. We're all about real-world knowledge and strategies to boost your business to new heights. To find out more, visit our website at ironcircle.net. It's the Iron Circle because you're not just running a gym, you are building a legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
Just speaking to that, I mean, we talk all the time on the show about how difficult it is selling fitness because it is a service that is delayed gratification.
Yes.
You know, hey, I've got the whole path for you, but you got to show up and you got to do the hard work.
That is months.
For years, to get the goals that you have in your mind. But you know, that is a difficult sell, right? The mindset of somebody who, like, you have to go through all of that with somebody who's coming in for training. My question for you based on that is, do you see your, like, if you were to compare your new acquisition when it comes to a training client versus Stretch, is there a correlation of, like, where you see most people now walking in to begin a service with you? Did Stretch take over a good portion of that initial?
It does. So we're experiencing this now because we are, you know, since we started coaching gyms, I didn't want to be that owner who said, I did this back in the day. So just try what I did back in the day. Because we stopped, initially we started doing even Facebook ads. They weren't great ads, but, you know, it just solved the problem. So it overloaded our system. So we turned off all ads. So for like 2 years, we have an Eddie marketing, you know, for stretching, but the program just kept on growing. You've seen, I mean, last year we grew $150,000 just in that one program. With no ads. So we were like, okay, we're not going to do any ads. But then now that I'm coaching gym owners, I was like, I don't want to be that guy. So we turned on ads again, and we have some people that are coming in and they click on our consultation, like our regular training ad, And, you know, Amanda ran into this last week. They clicked on that. And all of our stuff said they did not come through the stretching ad.
Yep.
So we weren't prepared to stretch them. And they were like, so, like, where's my stretch?
But I wanted the one that you were doing to me, not the one I had to go do the work with.
And we were like, we can book your another one for that, you know, in there. So we are seeing that. And then we also see the reverse.
Mm-hmm.
Because the questionnaire says, like, tell me about yourself and your fitness and mobility goals. And so people have the same problem. You'll stretch them. We have one lady recently, she came in for a stretching and she closed on training.
There you go.
You know, in there. And we didn't like even talk about it until the end. And she was like, well, how much is training here? And the cool, it's a reason to get in the gym, right?
Yeah.
So you get in the gym, you see like, oh, this is a safe place. It's not intimidating. I can work here. So we are seeing a little bit of that. But yes, we do have a lot of people who come in and it's like, yeah, that looks like it's an easier way to get. One person even asked me, like, am I going to get toner doing this? And I'm like, no, you're going to move better.
But I want the long lean muscles.
Can you do a long, like, I want dancer's legs. Yeah. You're like, oh, like, but, can't do that for you.
You know, as far as to sell, right, it's so easier. So we have a person that's going through the certification here right now. She doesn't even start full-time until next Monday. And next week, whenever there are opportunities, she'll be doing sales.
There you go.
I could never do that on the personal training side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have to understand, because as soon as you get off the table, in our consultation, you get a 25-minute stretch. So as soon as you get off the table as a client, you feel different. And I actually tell them in the consult, before they get stretched, I said, what's really cool about stretch therapy is that you're going to notice if this has an impact on your body. It's not going to fix everything, but they feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can trust the newest person to deliver. You know, and we've done it over and over again, and it just allows us to step back a little bit and the business can grow. The team makes more money. The business makes more money. And from the trainer standpoint, which is another resistant piece we saw with some gyms, it's like, I don't think my trainer is going to like it. You know, for our trainers, what they don't realize is when that trainer finally gets the opportunity to solve that problem, it gives them a mini high.
Sure.
You know, the client comes in, even Tim, he was talking about his neck was tight, his hips was tight, and he was getting on a plane. Amanda stretched him. He's like, oh, man, my hips feel good. My neck feels good. You know,
so. He walked out of the room in his hands. It was incredible.
You know, but, you know, it gives the trainer this like, this feeling that, man, I can really help people.
Yeah.
You know, outside of like, I can't do anything but refer you out. And once, as soon as I refer you out, we don't see that client again.
And that speaks to the altruistic beliefs of the trainers, right? Like that, I mean, trainer after trainer, you hear, like, mm-hmm. I would do it for free mm-hmm. if you know, I could type of thing. Well, there's multiple components to that. One, they want that client to feel better. They want them to have some form of benefit and experience. But it also, I think, stretch, because it is an easier entry point for the sale
mm-hmm.
from that individual. I mean, Zach, you could speak to that, right? We keep the training mm-hmm. side of things, typically the trainers have no responsibility to sell there.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
But now that the people that are in the mix doing the work themselves have the comfort and the ability with obviously a system behind it mm-hmm. that they can have that conversation and not feel like a sell.
Correct.
And I think there's massive benefit there.
Yeah. Well, and even beyond that, I think from the standpoint, you know, with us, with our delivery system, the training on the floor, coach working with up to six clients at a time, like that's very dialed in, mm-hmm. but we're training every hour on the hour. We have another six people coming in that coach is going to work with. So there's not a lot of time for the coach to have one-on-one interaction
yeah.
with the clients, right? And have a conversation. Hey, what's happening with your body right now? Are you facing any challenges? Anything bothering you? Like, sure, we can do that and then modify on the fly
yeah.
for the workout, but we're not addressing it, right? And so I think from a longevity standpoint, and like the client journey, having that time where there's one coach, one client on a table, right? They're getting stretched, they're leaving feeling better, but also now that client feels like, when it's your training team and it's not a separate entity, mm-hmm. like, oh, well, they're going to take that back and they're going to yes. adjust my program and my training is going to be that much better. And now I'm attacking this from all levels. Whereas that type of situation where I go to a chiropractor, I go to stretch therapy somewhere else or whatever, and that I'm getting a different message from that person who's saying like, hey, you probably just need to not do legs for like the next year, yes. right? And yeah. then the client comes in, I can't do legs. And you're like, what do you mean you can't do legs? Like, who told you that? Oh, my chiro. Yeah, my chiro told me that. And that's like, all right, they don't know what they're talking about. And then you have this situation versus like, hey, come on over. Let's, you know, address this like from a holistic standpoint.
And I'm glad you hit it with that because we talk about that a lot, right? The future of the gym, like the direction things are going, taking a lot of these services. We just had Inception on the last podcast talking about the, like, you know, the panels and your hormone levels and things like that. To have the congruency in message, to have a place where, I can't remember what podcast we were talking about, but you know, I was telling Tim, I was like, I love the fact that everything, there's so much pushback on like the medicinal side of society right now, right? You go to see a doctor, they prescribe you a pill. Mm-hmm. It's got nothing to do with fixing the issue you have. They're making you comfortable with that issue.
Correct.
This is addressing discomfort in a way that's going to get the result and help them genuinely, but we're putting that control back on the gyms. Gyms are now a place for holistic health and not just showing up and burning calories.
And then you keep your client longer.
And there you go.
Because, you know, one of the things that attracted me even to, you know, the Iron Circle and all the things that you guys talk about is the idea of the lifestyle client.
Yep.
You know, because I even audited my system and I go, okay, how many of my clients are at 10% body fat for males, you know, or 22% for females, right? It's a very low percentage, even though they've been there for a long time, but it has nothing to do with our ability to execute and accomplish that. It's just that, you know, me trying to tell this lady who's 55 years old that you're going to have to stop drinking wine.
Or, good luck.
You know, yeah. It's just not going to happen, right? You know, so, you know, but that's not even her goal.
Yeah.
You know, right. Like her goal is to be able to get on the floor and play with her grandkids, is to, you know, fit her outfits, is to be able to move and do life. And if you've ever experienced pain in your body, you know, it kind of dulls your life dramatically, you know, so that's where we're able to like, okay, cool. Here's a solution that we can use to help increase your quality of life. Because if not, they're going to shop for it anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's a good point. They're going somewhere to do it somewhere else.
Anyway, yeah. So they're just bringing that all in-house, you know, for the business. And then the other thing I like to, you know, talk to people about, that it's not like a Band-Aid. It's not, you have to treat it like a business. Like, you know, so what I mean by that is a lot of people, as I talk to them, they're like, yeah, we'll try it. We'll just kind of do these 8 packs and we'll do a 3-pack. And if it doesn't work on the training side, you know, we're talking about changing the body. 8 packs don't work. It doesn't work for your business, but it doesn't work for getting results. It's the same thing in stretch. So we treat it the same way. We have year-long contracts. We have, you know, whether someone wants to do month to month. I don't really tell people how to run their business. I just tell them these are things we did and it worked, you know, kind of thing. But however you use to build your company, this is another entity within your company, you know. And so if you treat it the same way, it can create for you that revenue and that solution in the marketplace, which is huge.
I love it. I love it. Well, let's wrap things up on the Grow Summit. Mm-hmm. So you're coming up to the Grow Summit. What can, you know, the audience that's attending, what are they going to see from you at the Grow Summit?
Cool. So we're going to have a table there. So one thing, everybody who swings by the table can get a 5-minute stretch. So it'll be me and Amanda. She's our director, and she actually helps teach all the classes because I'm almost 6 feet and she's like a little over 5 feet. You know, so she's the one who stretched Tim, you know, so we go together because just because the size and the strength of my body, doing a stretch is going to be different from some of the smaller people on teams. So we're going to be both there. We're going to have a stretch table there. So you can feel it, because it's one of those things like, I don't know if I'd like it. Yeah, you'll know in a couple of minutes. And then we're also, for everybody who like scans our QR code, they're going to get a lesson. We put together a training lesson on like the secrets of stretch. So I'll talk about like, this is the pricing pieces. I've thrown in a ton of value over these like 6 lessons that they'll get access to teach them. Like even before, if they don't even want to talk to us at first, you can literally sign in, boom, and you'll learn all these things about how to put together a stretch system, things to watch out for, and all those kind of things in there. So we decided to pack it with value. And then, you know, we're available. We're available to answer questions and guide. And then we're going to do a cool promotion for everybody at the Growth Summit.
Perfect.
You know, so they're going to get a nice, healthy discount and stuff and things like that as well on us coming out. So
awesome. So, well, if you want an option to you know, secure that discount, you got to be there.
Yes.
GrowthSummitChicago.com is the URL for your tickets. We've only got a couple weeks, probably, you know, when you're hearing this, we've got a couple weeks before the show. Grab your last minute tickets, get there. If they're not able to attend the summit, how can they find you?
Yeah, so you can just go to cnustretch.com. So it's Charlie Nancy Uniform stretch.com.
Perfect. There we go. You know?
And then you could just request information and then, you know, we'll ping you back. You know, so that's the easiest way, or you can do, I think, is stretch@cnufit.com. But any one of those two, and then we'll be able to support you from there.
Perfect. All right, guys. Well, that wraps up another good episode of the Built to Grow podcast. We'll catch you on the next episode.
All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.